Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts, stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it. Teacher Appreciation Week starts this week, and what better way to celebrate these wonderful individuals than by saying thank you. Jen and Anne of the Children's Music Act again have crafted this beautiful song, Thank You Teacher, available now on all streaming platforms, alongside the amazingly talented rapper and children's artist in his own right, Mr. Cookie Jar. And we had a great conversation with the three of them, talking about the song, the creative process, the impact that teachers have had on their lives, and so much more. Now, as you'll hear in this episode, I talk at length about my ninth grade history teacher and the impact that she had on me. If you want to hear my conversation with her, the episode is back in season 12. It's episode 8, and it's called Teach Your Children Well. And that is available on all podcast platforms. In the meantime, happy Teacher Appreciation Week. Stream the song and check this episode out. Enjoy. Would you guys introduce yourselves and talk about this incredible track we're going to dive in deep today? Jen and Anne, you want to start?
Sure. This is Anne from Again Again.
I'm Jen from Again Again.
We have Mr. Cookie Jar.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Mr. Cookie Jar is not an Again Again, but he's a collaborator on this song and a very important piece to Thank You Teacher, which just launched today, May 3rd.
We love that. We love that. Woo-hoo. And
can we start a band called Again Again Again? Again. I'm in that band.
What's been really fun is doing the library shows and having repeat faces. And then they'll say, we had to come see you again. And again. I'm like, oh, you had to come see again?
I love that. So I got to tell you guys, when I first heard this, you know, because I'll get emails of new songs that come out for the audience that I cover. But this one kind of latched onto me to where I couldn't stop listening to it. It was to the point where Elizabeth was like, so I see you're listening to this song way more often than not. Do you just want to interview them?
Amazing.
I love that. Oh, thank you.
So let's talk about it. Thank you, teacher. Let's talk about the genesis and then how Mr. Cookie Jar got involved.
Perfect. Well, this is Anne. Jen and I have an ongoing list of subject matter that we want to cover in our songwriting. And we are in the process of getting songs written for our third album, and then realized, oh, wait, we have this Thank You Teacher song. Let's try to make sure we can get it out in time for Teacher Appreciation Week. So that was kind of, you know, the start of getting this going and getting it mastered and all that. But before we even made it to that point, we had a brainstorm and thought, ooh, it would be really cool if we did a little collaboration and have Mr. Cookie Jar sing the bridge on the song. And so we put that together and sent it to him. And then he came back with a whole verse and a whole mix. And it was like, whoa, our brains were exploding because we were so
we had more than we had thought we would have.
Exactly.
And we didn't know what to do. We were like, should we release both, you know, the original with just the with a little bit of nuance of Mr. Cookie Jar? Should we just do his remix? And it just, I think the feedback we were getting was mostly that they liked that the Mr. Cookie Jar version was just more succinct. It had so much fun elements in it because he sprinkled, you know, his love in there all throughout the song.
Yep. Yeah, it really is such a great collaboration. You know, it truly ended up being, you know, more so than just, oh, sing this part, the end. But instead, you know, he, Mr. Cookie Jar, added his flavor, and we love it.
Aw, thank you. You know, it was it was a beautiful song. You know, I heard the song. Well, let's just say, you know, you meet a lot of children's music artists like online and stuff, but we actually met in real life. So that was cool.
Yes, that was.
And so, and you know, and then it was just like, oh, let's, you know, boom, we just started working together. And I love the tune when I heard it, and it was super catchy. And I don't know, I just do my thing. I hear things and I kind of put them down. I'm like, what you think? You like it? and it was fun. It was really, really easy. Really cool.
Yeah, we live in the same town, so we do get to run into each other. The very first time I met Mr. Cookie Jar, I was at a birthday party with my daughter, and he performed, and he was like a Beatle, the missing Beatle. Like, the kids loved him so much. And I was like, oh my God. And the parents of the birthday kid, they were like, yeah, no, he knows every lyric of every one of his songs. And so then I caught him again, and it was by accident. I caught another Mr. Cookie Jar performance at Union Station in Los Angeles. And it was like around wintertime. It was like a Santa Claus came to visit, and there he was again. And then Anne and I went to see him perform at a children's bookstore in West LA, and it was just like on and on, just getting to see him live. And I'm like, we've got to collaborate with him. He's amazing.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's cool. That's so cool.
Did we stalk you? No, but.
I have a picture of me and Santa that day, I think. Maybe we could tag it along this post.
That's right. I have a picture of Santa and my kid.
Oh my gosh.
And it was still kind of COVID time. So I was like, Santa's sitting way too close to my kid. I was like, he's picked up a lot of germs. So I don't know if I want him that close. Cause my kid was already kind of aged out. And so I was like, well, she's just sitting on this bench, and we were doing a fun Christmas tree photo shoot. And then Santa just comes right up, sits down on the bench next to my kid. We're like, whoa, that's fun. Winter royalty.
That's hilarious.
What I love about the children's music community is that, I hope this makes sense, it's so wide, but at the same time, it's so small. Everybody knows each other. So
yeah, that's so true.
Everybody is approachable and attainable. Like, you could email somebody and hop on a song with them.
Yep.
It's not that hard anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a nice community. You know, I think with Again, we're, you know, we're still venturing in. We've had two releases now. And I think it was really last year we started meeting more and more artists and realizing the same thing. Wow, everyone's so nice. Wow, everyone's so easy to talk to. Wow, everyone, you know, so I think that's a beautiful thing. And obviously we're, you know, writing music and performing for children. So we want to be as approachable as we can, right?
Because that's right.
That's the whole point. But yeah, I think, You're totally spot on with that observation. I agree totally.
I think the scene in LA has kind of grown too over the years. I've been doing this since like 2009 or something. Oh, wow. And there wasn't even really like, I mean, there was definitely some artists in LA, but there wasn't a scene so much. And I think with things like Kindy Fest and KindyCom, and then the, you know, people start to meet each other. I mean, that those were on the East Coast, but then I would see those people at like the Grammy functions. They have like these Grammy parties, and it kind of solidified a lot of the LA people because I don't know, we were like, we're so close, let's actually like hang out. And then, you know, and then people started to bond. And then, you know, I'm pretty close with like with all the children's music artists in LA, or, you know, I try to be. I mean, there's so many too, but you know, the ones who have been around a while, you know, we all keep in touch and we all look out for each other. And it seems like, you know, if one of us does well, we all kind of do well. And I think there's enough wealth, there's enough space for everybody to kind of shine.
For sure, because I don't feel like there's a lot of repetition. I feel like every children's music artist has their own flavor and something unique to offer.
That's so funny you say that, because before I started covering children's content, I was a top 40 radio guy. I was I've been doing this podcast for over 14 years, almost 14 years now. Great. And when I got into this world, it was like, whoa, children's music doesn't have to be patronizing or condescending. It could sound like pop music or rock music or rap music. It's so accessible now.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how Anne and I started creating music. It was more of looking to add to the space where it was comfortable for adults to also enjoy the music and have it playing on in their cars and hearing it where it wasn't like just the ABCs or, you know, Twinkle Little Star, but something just a little more complex and fun and, you know, something that you would want to hear again and again, not to like be punny, but just like, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it, that's how the name came up.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause when kids like something, you know, you pick them up, swing them around, put them down again, you know? So it's like, yes, we wanted to make music that even the adults wouldn't mind hearing again.
Wouldn't mind.
Again.
Yeah. Having fun with your kid.
That's beautiful.
So tell me what the process was like when you, Jen, and Anne first heard Cookie Jar's verse, because it blew my mind.
Oh, so the first time I heard it, I was like, wait, he didn't do just the bridge. He didn't do the bridge.
He didn't do the bridge.
he added the original bridge, which I did spoken word for. And it was just a placeholder. And then he took off.
I was like, it's so good. I was like, that bridge is so good. Like, I love that part. Let's keep it.
And so I was like, okay, I like his executive decision making.
Yes.
And so then we were like, let's do it. And then he continued to add to it. So then the final had a little bit of sprinkle of, you know, Mr. Cookie Jar at the beginning and during and at the end. And so it just kind of blended in and out. So it wasn't like this random, all of a sudden we have Mr. Cookie Jar on verse 3 and it came out of nowhere. And what? And so, yeah, it just kind of like his remix really added a sprinkle of his flavor throughout the song. And it just, I mean, with our permission, like he asked us, like, would you like me to add a little bit more here and a little bit more there? And yeah, so it was great. Cause we talked throughout the whole thing. It wasn't like surprise.
Right. And yeah. I think also one thing is just so special about this song is to then also get the perspective from another artist. Right. So it's like, we shared, this is what we're thinking. And then receiving back what he had added to it just made the collaboration even more special. Like, you know, there are just parts in there that, you know, we didn't think about adding, and it's a perfect addition, you know? And
yeah. And Mr. Cookie Jar is definitely crafty with his words.
It's funny. I've been a fan of all the bold. I've been a fan of all of you for a long time. So the fact that I'm getting to talk to you, all of you together is kind of cool. I'm so happy we're able to facilitate this. So let me ask you this. How many vocal tracks are on this song? Because there's so much going on here.
Oh, that's a very good question.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. 94?
I mean, I'd have to look back, because Anne and I do.
We do lots of layers.
All of the background vocals. And so there's just layers in there. We also have our own children in there too for some of the recordings. And so then that's another layer.
Yeah. I'm even thinking like at the end where we have all of our ad libs doing the different melodies and the layers and then Cookie Jar's layers. And yeah, oh my gosh, a lot.
Oh yeah. And then at the outro, we just added so many more too. It was just like, let's just put, you know, bring the kitchen sink in there too. Throw that in there.
What does this song mean to you guys? This is a special one.
So Anne and I usually, we have like a writing retreat where we get together and we just write. And, you know, last year it was Joshua Tree, and we got a place for the weekend and we just wrote out on the rocks. And we have a list of topics that we've wanted to, or maybe even some that have been suggested to us by fans or friends, of what could be content for a song, like something that they'd like to hear out in the world. And Thank You Teacher was one of the topics, or Teacher Appreciation. And so then
I think you took that one, right? You were like, let me start this one, because we kind of alternate or take themes and kind of get the starting points going. And
right. And so the you know, the retreat will have our keyboard with us so we can play, or our ukes. And so we'll track, but, you know, just rough track. And then this is how we started. We started with the topic, and then the music, and then the lyrics. And then ultimately we send it over to our producer, Al Kahn, who then adds all his layers and love, and then we shape it. And then that's when we were like, let's shake it up. Let's add a monkey wrench to the mix and see if Mr. Cookie Jar wants to sing on it.
Hello.
But I think in general, the inspiration, of course, is, you know, teachers and acknowledging teachers. Jen was a teacher for 10 years. Obviously, we've all gone through school, so we've all had teachers, and we can remember the teachers who made such a positive impact on our lives. And we, of course, remember the ones who didn't. But some of the ones who did. And
teaching was one of the hardest jobs I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, just even in today's climate, being a teacher is really challenging, even more so.
Yeah.
So we really did want to showcase and just honor all teachers, past, present, future, even, you know, the other grownups in our lives who are teachers. But for this specific, you know, story in the song, we kind of took it from the little kinder perspective, right? Circle time and having adventures, kind of that preschool kinder space. But it's an ode to all teachers.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was looking at it when I was listening to it. I was looking at it from my perspective, because, you know, when I first entered school, I was in a school just for children with disabilities. Mm-hmm. So it was very like a one-on-one kind of, you know, everybody's the same. You don't have to worry about explaining yourself. Mm-hmm. And then in kindergarten, I went to public school. And it was like this culture shock of like, I have to explain myself now as a 6 year old.
Oh man.
Like
that's rough.
I'm in a wheelchair. It's not something that people get. So the special education teachers were really like instrumental into even what I do now, years later. So the song meant a lot to me in that regard.
Well, I'm glad that that came through because I was a special ed teacher for 10 years.
They don't get enough credit for what, I mean, any teacher really doesn't, but like having to reconstruct what the idea of teaching is for a specific set of minds with different abilities, that's a whole skill set in itself.
Correct. Correct. I mean, we went to school a year longer to get our credentials because there was so much to cover about what you just said, differentiated teaching and teaching to very, very specific students, not just a whole group, but really, really diving in and making it individualized for each learner.
You know, it's funny. People ask me, like, do you wish that you would have stayed in that school for people with disabilities? And I say, I'm kind of glad that I kind of got out of there because I would have been so sheltered and not been able to grow beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, I know this is beyond the song of what we're talking about, but it's like, it's so meaningful to me because teachers can either be one of two things. They could be people that you see throughout the day and shed it and forget it. I'm sick of them. I'm done. I'm tired of them. There are people that really latch on to the teachers because they mold them and shape them who they are.
Yeah, I hear you.
100%.
And, you know, I have memories. I don't know who I have molded. Like, I haven't had a check-in from, like, an adult that said, oh, when you taught me, I remember this and that. But I'm saying I agree and I hear you because I know how much my teachers affected me and molded me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember every name of every teacher I've ever had. I mean, I think most of us can. It gets a little blurry in high school, but
high school and college, there are just too many. But
because the day had so many teachers in it, but definitely the ones like all the way up until like freshman year in high school. I remember every single one of them. I know their personalities. I know their teaching pedagogy. Like, I just remember so much about them.
Shout out to all my teachers. And I grew up in Alabama. So I have such a, and then I moved up to the North in like, when I was like 10 or whatever. So when I think of like all my teachers from the South, it's just this beautiful little love bubble of memories. And perfectness. But yeah, they are the reason who I am today. All my teachers. And I remember, yeah. I remember all of them from Miss Mimi preschool all the way to Mr. Hahn in my senior year. But yeah, they really, you know, it's so many little things. They just all add up. You don't even really know how much they have an impact on you.
Good and bad. Mostly good, actually. I'm very fortunate to say like mostly good, but I do remember having to fight for my voice to be heard in some of the situations. But, you know, I definitely have, those are actually learning experiences too.
How do you hope that people feel after listening to the show? Because I just felt it's like a warm blanket.
Mm. That's the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that.
I mean, I definitely hope that the toes get tapping and people want to, you know, move along and listen to it over and over and spread it to those who they, you know, think of when they hear the song, and, you know, really get this into the ears of teachers, because this is who we're honoring, you know, in this song. But yeah, I feel it's just such a lovely track, and it is one of those catchy tunes that, you know, I hope people just keep listening to it.
That is such a good question, DJ Bob. I was like, is this song more for the student or for the teacher? And I think it's actually for the teacher. I thought, like, right when you asked that question, I thought, oh no, it's for the student, because we want the student to appreciate their teachers. But actually, I feel like the priority here is, can you hear us appreciate you, teacher? Can you hear that we're singing a song for you and about you? Because sometimes I think teachers go home at the end of the day of a hard day, and not necessarily a bad day, just a hard day, a busy day. And I just want them to all know that we see you and we appreciate you.
Yeah. One of the questions that I asked my ninth grade history teacher when I had her on this podcast was, I said, what was it like for you when you didn't get through to a kid? Because there's sometimes you try so hard and you just can't, you know, get through to a certain individual. And you get it was tiring, but I did it because I loved it. And I knew that eventually I would get through them. So what these teachers do, it may be tiring. It may be mentally and physically draining, but there's a payoff at the end of it. And if at least one person gets impacted, then they've done their job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. We've been highlighting one teacher per day running up to this launch of Thank You Teacher, which is today. And we're going to keep going, because the official Teacher Appreciation Week is next week. And one of the sentences that resonated with me was, a teacher and friend named Mr. Irving Contreras, and he teaches the sciences in junior and high school, or middle and high school. And he says, you know, it's sometimes all it takes is one or two kids, and then that's it. Like, I feel like, you know, the job is done and I've gotten through. And yeah, I mean, sometimes you're teaching a whole class, but if you could just reach one or two kids, it makes it worth it.
For sure. Cookie Jar, question for you. So what was the process for you, like, writing the verse? Because it kind of goes everywhere. What was your thought process?
So I got the stems of the song, and I kind of just made like a beat instrumental track, and I just listened to it over and over again. And then I just wrote a rap. I sent them like a voice memo from my phone. what do you guys think? And then, you know, and they gave a thumbs up, and I just recorded it, and added the layers, and I don't know. And then from there, we kept sending sending it back and forth, and we just add a little bit more each time. Yeah, did I get all the points of your question?
And I guess adding on to that, how do you all know when a song is done? Because it could go on forever adding all that extra.
Oh,
I don't think it's ever done.
Well, it's never done. But, you know, for this song specifically, we also did some, we got some feedback, you know, from some insiders just to say, hey, is this, because, you know, originally Jen and I had three verses, then the bridge, then the outro. And so when we initially were doing this, this is a really long song. This might actually be too long at the moment. So we did some kind of, you know, some rearranging. And so when Mr. Cookie Jar sent us his version, as Jen mentioned earlier, we married the two. So we took our verse, added his verse, kept our version of the bridge, then did the outro. So it's really a nice patchwork of both versions, kind of our, what we would call our OG, you know, our original track, which, you know, has multiple verses. And it's like, well, I guess we could do like a special release at some point, and here's the original version. But how it is now, I mean, we really were like, this is what we want to put out. So it took some time, and, you know, it definitely took some conversations and getting some feedback and getting some insight, and also understanding like, oh, well, what do we want? We want kids to listen to this, but we want teachers to listen to this. We want everybody to listen to this. So what version is going to be that version? So here it is.
Yeah. And it gets hard to kind of like edit, because you get attached to your sentiments and the way you said it. And you think every word is important and you don't want to get rid of it. But when push comes to shove, you realize the sentiment is there, and you don't have to spell it out. You don't have to have everything spelled out perfectly. So, but yeah, maybe one day we'll release the long version or the OG version, or, you know, we'll see.
Are there any fun, like, bloopers or any funny things that happened in the process of recording the song for all of you?
All the time. Sometimes I put them at the end, and I save them just to hear them back again and again, so I can like laugh.
I save all my bloopers for when I do things like that, and because you need them to make you laugh on us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's like I love hearing the outtakes of our kids when we record them. I really love Anne's son's voice is nice and gruff and has this great texture. And I like keeping those because it just cracks me up.
Well, especially when we were kind of first recording, you know, a few years ago when there were younger children. And oh my gosh, just listening to some of my son's vocal outtakes. It's like so heartwarming. And like, oh my gosh, he was so little. I gotta keep this.
I love that, because it's basically a time capsule of what, you know, what life was like and what you were going through. And I knew as soon as I heard it that I had to reach out to you guys. So thank you so much for all joining me today. This is great. And
thank you for having us.
Where can people find all of you? Where can people connect with you?
Well, for again, our social media handles for Instagram and Facebook are at again music. We have our againagain.net website. We're on Spotify and iTunes and all the platforms where you stream. Thank you, teacher, featuring Mr. Cookie Jar. We kind of type the whole thing in and it'll pop right up. And Mr. Cookie Jar, of course, you have your own locations.
That's right. I'm at Mr. Cookie Jar, MISTA Cookie Jar. Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, all the good stuff. Thank you so much, DJ Bob. Thank you again. The whole process has been so much fun.
And let's hope we can have all of you guys on for separate chats to keep the conversation going. This has been great.
Absolutely.
For sure.
That sounds great.
And I think to wrap it up, we should play the song. What do you guys say?
Heck yeah.
Love it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Teacher elevates. Teacher elevates. Teacher elevates. Teacher elevates with the love bubble alight.
Some days I don't want to get dressed. Some days I'm a complete mess. Some days I don't wanna go to school.
Some mornings can be hard. Those mornings with a real rough start.
The days that just don't feel so cool. I can't forget there's someone at school who waits for me.
That's right.
A special someone.
nice to meet ya. Forgot my homework, call it amnesia. Teacher's a mind reader, you don't want no trouble. I, the teacher, elevates with the love bubble of light. Inside the classroom, knowledge surrounds you. You won't forget it, cause the heart goes pound boom. It gets emotional, but teacher's approachable. Always with the logical, sprinkled with just a touch of philosophical. Suddenly dreams will seem impossible. Teacher breaks it down in steps, so now it's probable. The data shows that you'll be on your way. Every day should be teacher appreciation day. Open minds to new ideas, teacher paves the way. Keep around extra umbrellas just in case it rains. That's preparation. Teacher bust the move when it's time for graduation. Showing how we should love when the vibe is celebration.
Thank you, teacher.
Thanks for hanging out with us at the DJ Bob Show. If you liked this episode, drop us a line at djbobrunkel@gmail.com. That's djbobrunkel@gmail.com. Let us know what you liked most about this episode and what other guests we should have on the DJ Bob Show. Thanks so much again for hanging out with us. This is Nate Beagle, your humble announcer.